The presidential candidate of the Progressive People's Party, Dr. Parkwisi Indum, is not happy that the president has remained silent on the sporadic ethnic clashes sweeping through the country. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Indum said the silence of the government needs to be questioned. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
The fact of the matter is that anywhere in the world, in any organization, any country, where there is simmering conflict, it is imperative for the leader to delve into the matters, to come early, to come quickly, to let people know that he is concerned, that he's taken care of the matters, that he's interested and has taken steps to ensure that matters don't get out of hand. And indeed, in this country, well, you know, for example, what happened when the plane crash happened. The vice president went there, the president went there, but that was a plane crash. Now we're talking about several lives being lost here and there, all over the country. And the president is silent. And the president is the one who commands the armed force, the one we rely on to be comforted, for him to help us prevent escalation.
Dr. Indum, I would say the president has able lieutenants who work for him, including the interior minister, the Volta regional minister, who are working to ensure peace. So why would you want the president, if you like, to do the work of that people has appointed to work for him?
There's a difference between the work of the president and the work of his appointee. Take a look at all the leaders in the world. Find out what happens when President Obama moves. He is in charge. Every week, President Obama sends a broadcast to the nation.
Presidential candidate of the Progressive People's Party, Dr. Parkwisi Indum, talking to Agatha Samwa.